Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday, and what an appropriate day. The 13th day of March, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6W if you want to come on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 46 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 48 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. That 49 stuck in my head. It was 3 o'clock or 3:30 this morning. It was 49 degrees here, warmer than it is right now. It was amazing. It's a different weather shift, and we're getting rain. Going to turn into snow, though, so it'll be disgusting. Anyway, let's see what's on the itinerary. Trump White House declares support for California-style gun confiscation orders. Yeah, and? Boy, we're definitely going to get into this as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. Take your brain. It's time to go.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Trump White House declares support for California-style gun confiscation orders. Well, of course he does. I got to tell you guys, man, I was, I listened to the intelligence report this morning, like I do most mornings, and I could find nothing. I was in disagreement with Mark about this morning. And then the program that followed, Joe McNeil, you know, over there on that micro effect, we had that Dan Happel, I think's his name, and he's connecting the dots. And he had Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America on there. So I had to take a listen. And I'm waiting for the big, question to be asked. You know, he said that no due process, or take the guns first, due process second. Never came up, guys. Didn't come up with the conversation with Larry. Came up later, and I'll tell you what was said about that. But, I mean, we have an enemy in the shadows. These are the same sons of bitches that, you know, they've been hijacking shit all the way down the line. The last thing they hijacked really big was the Tea Party movement. They'll be the people that can afford to put computers in, put people on payroll, and just fucking take over anything they think. But there's something they can't take over, and it's this goddamn movement. Now, Larry Pratt's up there, okay? And you guys were around when old Bunkerville happened. You know, back in the old days when Bunkerville happened? Well, you know, according to Larry Pratt, it was, what the hell is his? Stuart Rose! He's the hero! He's the hero of Bunkerville. Did you guys know that? And what happened at Bunkerville, by the way, was a bunch of protesters came down in that gully, and there was a few guys, these Oath Keeper fellas, these magnificent fellas with pistols, and they rode down there with the crowd in that gully. This is what happened, people. Down there in that gully. And then a sheriff's deputy rode across and talked to the BLM, and the BLM, because they were good people down inside, they're still Americans, and they would rather just go ahead and leave rather than hurt anybody there. That's why they left. I shit you not. This is what that fork-tongued son of a bitch said this morning. Stuart Rhodes and the Oath Keepers. You know, the ones who stole the militia equipment, and then when there was a rumor of a drone, they took, packed up their shit and ran, left tents hanging, everything, the cowardly sons of bitches. Larry Pratt is a dirty son of a bitch and liar and a goddamn traitor. No two ways about it. The next guy this bastard has up, well, it does finally get around to the question of Donald Trump had said that, you know, he brings it right out just like that. Due process. I would take the guns first and then the due process. And the fellow answers this with, it's going to be because of the mental people. You see, his answer was, is, I don't know how this is going to be implemented. Are they going to have databases? I mean, just talking about it. Oh, this is just fucking fine with them. This is enemy propaganda over there on the micro effect. Joe McNeil. I mean, he sits there with Mark, and out of one side of his mouth he talks, and as soon as Mark is gone, out the other side comes the goddamn Trump, let's go. These son of a bitches love that treasonous bastard. And if he wants to take, I mean, what they got into the conversation on the medications, well, their opinion is people who have been medicated, people who are dangerous shouldn't have guns. I mean, just right, it's coming right out of their goddamn mouths. That's over on the micro effect. They want your donations over there on the micro effect so that they can get a satellite, so they can spread this message, so that they can help with the hijacking of the goddamn cause. Joe McNeil, you dirty son of a bitch. You treasonous bastard. You stay with them. Because I'm telling you what, once people have heard the truth, this shit, that's why you won't get nobody. He was talking a while back, and everybody drops off after Mark signs off. And they're not going for this, because this is bullshit. We can listen to this on the goddamn Fox News, buddy. You are not militia communications. You are a goddamn traitor. Anybody that would broadcast enemy propaganda is a traitor by definition of the goddamn English language, you son of a bitch. Now, that being said, let's go look at their boy then. And you must love him, McNeil. I mean, he'll play lip service to Mark when Mark's damning him for the goddamn traitor he is, for the fact that he is a gun grabber. That's what Mark called him on his program just before I had to listen to this other shit. Let's look at their boy, Trump. Trump White House declares support for California-style gun confiscation orders. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by JSTP. Our Joe STP for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The Trump White House released policy papers Monday declaring full support for California-style firearm confiscation orders. What did I tell you? And before this is over, you see Larry Pratt, he's going to come in and Wayne Lapierre, you know, and they're going to come in because they're the guys guarding our rights. They're not going to let them just take our rights. There's going to have to be a deal. You see, there's going to have to be some kind of deal. You know, a give and take, a give to the goddamn NRA and gun owners of America, these charlatan son of a bitches, and a take from us, people. Larry Pratt was on there praising his prick this morning, okay? And the person following him, praising this prick, this communist, dirty son of a bitch and internationalist piece of trash, because he's promised to put them back on the throne in this country. This is the Masonic dirty church cabal movement. And see, they ain't got no wind. They can't get no wind in their cells. Everybody, I mean, with the knowledge on the net has gone so far beyond the petty propaganda they can come up with. It is just totally pathetic. But the fact that the people calling themselves patriots are pushing this shit, that you are not a patriot if you're pushing this. If you're with Donald Trump, you're a fucking traitor, period. Every one of you. And you will face the wrath of the 75%, because 75%, you can keep us from communicating with one another, but God damn it, we have the world around us. We see it every day. And when the shit hits the fan and things break loose, there is going to be no place your sorry asses can hide, because your goddamn words are recorded. Dan Happel or whatever in the fuck your name is, and Larry Pratt, and whatever the other prick on there, the other communist ass-sucking prick was. And I never hear nobody ask them about them Jews either. because they're not going to say anything about Jews. This is the Judeo-Christian Masonic dirty church cabal wanting their power back. They want us as their slaves, not the communist slaves, because you see, they do each other in the rumpus and they swap spit and they do things in their secret society. So that's what America's about. And that's who should be running America. The Trump White House released policy papers Monday declaring full support for California-style firearms confiscation orders. Breitbart News has a copy of the release, and it urges states to adopt extreme risk protection orders. You know, the things that get rid of you, just some son of a bitch, like the guy, you know, looking out his window. Saw the fellow just walking, you know, the guy was looking out of his window. I don't remember. Yeah, he was looking out, he had a gun on. Oh shit, he got scared, so he called, and hell, here they come to take his fucking guns. We gotta separate the shit from wheat from the chaff, man, right here, right now. These bastards, anybody going for this, just like them bastards over on the micro effect, is a goddamn traitor. Anybody that is broadcasting that treacherous shit is a goddamn traitor. Now you guys go over there and give them some money, let them get a satellite, because they want to reach every Judeo-Christian across this goddamn nation. That's what they're shooting for, and they want you to pay for it, like you pay for everything else. And then once they all get together, and they can form themselves a little collective, then they can all vote for you to go fight their fucking enemies for them, like you've been doing since the dawn of this country. Piss on them. Take them out too. Take them out first, if that's what it takes. Breitbart News has a copy of the release, and it urges states to adopt extreme risk protection orders, such orders allow firearms to be confiscated with the judge's approval. You know, those computer generated warrants and shit, that's your judge's approval. The Bill of Rights says that the procedural due process, the Bill of Rights says you can't be deprived of nothing until after a fucking trial, okay? You have to go through the whole process. It's, you know, so we're just going to jump ahead to the judge who has no goddamn say in a common law court, hence has no say over an American national, because an American national is guaranteed the common law court. And the common law procedures. Go ahead.
Judeo-Christians, at the very least, are fifth columnists.
You goddamn right they are. And also Larry Pratt was on there, the Oath Keepers and the Three Percenters. You know the Tory militia? These are the Tories. That's what Joe McNeil is broadcasting. Tory propaganda. Let it be known.
Are you serious?
Goddamn right I'm serious.
Man, maybe I'm glad I can't get this show no more then, because he upped the thing. Nobody would dial up to listen to the show on the radio, and if you call in, it's just, I didn't know what the subject was. It's just, I don't know. I don't think he likes me anymore, but, yeah. That's, wow. I can't believe that. Wow.
No, this ain't rocket science or brain surgery. This is the same group that started over there, that came off of Bunkerville. The good old boys, they seen an opportunity to act like that the people with the balls, just like that thing in that dry wash where the protesters were. The reason the BLM turned around and booked ass is all the guys that were with rifles, 500 guys with fucking rifles, gonna shoot their ass. But that ain't what happened, according to Larry Pratt. According to him, them good BLM guys, they all got the Constitution inside them too, and they just couldn't hurt them people, so they didn't want to hurt nobody, so they just left. Horse shit. And nobody calling them on it over there. In fact, like I said, broadcasting Tory militia, Tory propaganda, period.
Ugh. I go back to saying that he always flew first class no matter where he went.
You damn straight. Yeah, it goes beyond that. This is the cliques that have, you know, if you've ever worked in a work environment and stuff, if you were a regular person like I am, your life is your life. Your home life is your home life. You at your work, you get along with the people you work with because you have to work, and you'd be a decent person. But these son of a bitches, you know, guys know about the cliques, don't you? You seen the cliques out there, didn't you? And all the clicks ended, you could trace right back to the local lodges and the goddamn deacons in the churches. That's where the cliques were formed. And they were, I mean, it doesn't matter if you are a better worker, if you're more intelligent, but the cliques are what counts. Who you know, not what you know, has been, and that's what drove this goddamn country into the shithole it is. And Larry Pratt, his idea of a revolution is going to Washington, D.C. and buying Donald Trump a whore. Or else, or the going down and buying little boys for the congressmen and the senators to booger. That's called lobbying.
Well, my question about the GOA is, Mark says they're against everything that they're putting out, but what in the hell are they doing to stop it? That's what I want to know.
Well, you know, I'm leading into this next one here, brother, and I'm glad you asked that because we're kind of. We're going to ride right off of this one here right into the next article. Now, you'll remember back in Sandy, when Sandy Hoax was going down. Now, this shit is the excuses that they're using, that not that they can have any excuse, not that they can create any authority because they can't. But the things that they're using, I mean, we said back then, why doesn't the NRA go down there and have investigators prove that's a goddamn, all you had to do was back that FBI guy. Excuse me. Back the FBI guy and have it across this nation. I mean, you took the millions of dollars from people, but no, it's got to be these private little meetings in these back rooms. Maybe Larry Pratt likes the little boys. I don't frickin' know. But it sure seems to me like if I had that kind of money to weld and I was claiming to be defending the second article of the People's Bill of Rights, something like this. I mean, I would jump on this. I would jump on this with the money. I would have investigators all over it. I would get this out. I wouldn't just, we're going to have a program on the NRA and it's going to be against the liberals. That's their bullshit. They're not us. What they want to do is use the threat of us. The threat of our power, just like Alex Jones there in Bunkerville. Just like Larry Pratt just tried with Bunkerville. Bunkerville, the goddamn BLM left because they had no choice. They were going to die. Period. And Stuart Rhodes, by the way, wasn't one of those people indicted, was he? Because his ass wasn't even there. It's a movie script. FBI insider reportedly exposes official Vegas narrative as entirely false. Now, something like this coming out, wouldn't that put the kibosh on any thought of any kind of gun control? If the NRA and gun owners of America, if they jumped on this and put it on every TV across this land, like they do that bitch, they're, I'll carry because I'm a woman. No, it's not, it has nothing to do with that, man. If they put this out here and showed that these operations were being perpetrated for the very purpose of taking your goddamn guns away, I think that would be effective. But they're not going to do it. Because they're a part of it. They are the controlled opposition. They are the ones like Alex Jones is supposed to keep us all just so we ain't killing them. A buffer between us and them. And that's all they are. Even their mighty claim of 5 million people that the NRA represents. 5 million ain't shit. This is a country of 350 million people. 5 million, that's just an insult. That's another clique who's running the goddamn show. Get out of our way. We don't want you there. If they want to take our fucking guns and come give her a go. We're done arguing about what we shouldn't even be arguing about because our second article right is abso-goddamn-lute. Into this article. It's a movie script. FBI insiders reportedly expose official Vegas narrative as entirely false. This is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by Larry for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Shouldn't this be, shouldn't Jones be all over this? Shouldn't the NRA be all over this? Shouldn't gun owners of America be all over this? This is an excuse they're using to come after our goddamn guns, isn't it? Damning information has allegedly been reported by FBI insiders who claim that the official narrative about the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history is a fiction perpetuated by law enforcement to keep Americans ignorant as to what really happened in Vegas. And what you're going to find out in this is that this is bullshit, too. This is cover because they lost control of the operation. and that Mossad and CIA Mossad goddamn hit group got busted, so they're going to try and deflect it another way. Just listen. The report comes from the True Pundit, who claims to have been contacted by several FBI insiders and high-ranking intelligence officials who are making the bombshell claims. It's a movie script that was written after the shooting to rewrite what really happened, one FBI agent said, according to the media outlet. The investigation is an entirely different story that we are not allowed to talk about. If we do and get caught, we are fired and probably charged criminally. According to the report, the entire premise of the shooting, as in Stephen Paddock acted alone, is completely false. Charged criminally. Now, see what they're doing. I mean, they passed the law to where, I mean, they changed the law so that they could lie to you, so they could run propaganda on you. It's for national defense. I mean, it's for national security. If the people keep finding out, they're going to come and they're going to destroy this goddamn criminal government. It's for our security. This is what we're talking about here. According to the report, the premise is it's completely false. As True Pundit reports, after months of corporate-infused spin by MGM Resorts and outright lies from officials in the FBI and the Las Vegas Metro Police Department, federal agents and intelligence officials are spilling the beans about what really happened on and before the October 1st massacre. According to the FBI officials, as reported by the True Pundit, the following jaw-dropping cover-ups. This is the first one. When FBI brass was provided with forensic evidence of multiple gunmen, they told agents to stand down and focus on Paddock only. Even a key internal audio captured by a hotel guest of multiple rifles firing from Mandalay Bay went ignored, covered up. Next. When FBI brass was provided the names of persons of interest who likely assisted Paddock, agents were instructed not to interview the individuals. One would-be target was never pursued despite pleadings from intelligence officials and agents that he was probably the second shooter. Now, see what I'm saying? They're trying to change the narrative here. Oh, there's two of them. No, there was two goddamn teams out on the street. I seen what those kids put out. The FBI uncovered specific evidence showing that Paddock was anti-Trump. See how they're trying to run this thing? And no, this is being run by the Mossad and the CIA to take your fucking guns. This ain't got nothing to do with people hating Trump. See, they're bullshitting you out the other side. They're trying to send you down another false trail. The fact is, if it was found out that this was the goddamn operation that we know it was, a false flag designed to take our guns, man, that'd be the end of them, wouldn't it? But you'll never see the NRA and you'll never see Gun Owners of America take this route. And they've got the bucks to go and they could do this. And I think everybody out there knows it, because they do not want what we want. They want their elitist status back. They want to be the controllers. They've never wanted the people to be in control of their own lives, because then they'd be in control of their own properties and they couldn't pretend like they own us. Public and agents did not follow, Trump was anti-Trump and had an affiliation with Antifa. See where they're trying to draw you down? No, this was FBI. This was CIA and Mossad. CIA Mossad operation, man. Nobody does this shit. Antifa, my ass. Though it never was divulged to the public, and agents did not follow such leads per orders of their superiors. When FBI brass was given evidence that the shooting was possibly linked to Antifa radicals working with ISIS-linked terror factions, bullshit. See, this is just to lead you away from what's right in front of your face, and exactly what everybody knew when this shit happened. This is the goddamn Israelis, and this is the goddamn CIA working with these one-world motherfuckers, because they're trying to get our guns. They want an excuse. Well, man, you know, we've told them. You don't need no excuse. Just go out. They will not pronounce who they are, because they are PETA, and we are MUI. They know we wipe them out in a single day. The only thing that's keeping them safe right now is the lie that is perpetrated upon the people, the lie that is bolstered by people like Alex Jones and Larry Pratt and LaPierre, whatever the hell his name is, to control you. If they just came right out and said, Well, we're a bunch of communists. We've took your country over. We want complete control. We can't have that unless we have your guns. And all our people are going to be armed. And we're instituting an international communist regime. Well, I don't think they would get the reaction that they'd want. Let's just put it that way. That's why because this was such a botched operation, now they're trying to send you down other rabbit trails to get you off the scent. The FBI, working with ISIS-linked terror faction. Well, ISIS was created by the Mossad and the CIA, so that part could be right. And Antifa, well, it's probably created by, they got working agents from Mossad and the CIA in there, so it really could be kind of that way, but it's just still to throw you off the scent. This was done for the express purpose of coming after your guns and acting like they really got a reason and a right to do it. Well, they don't. Including the full identities of some of the suspects with ties to both radical groups and at or near Mandalay Bay the night of the deadly shooting. Agents were never instructed to follow up on the investigation and to pursue the suspects. Next. When intelligence officials approached the FBI and Las Vegas Metro with external evidence that Paddock was only one member of an organized terror cell, which included as many as five gunmen who planned to fire from the Mandalay Bay suit, the compelling evidence was covered up. Now, see, they're trying to say there's five, but they were all shooting. No, they weren't all shooting out that goddamn window. We have people on the streets running from goddamn motel. They were shooting at three or four different motels. So again, this is just because it's a botched thing to make more fog, to fog the issue. Instead of, because it is coming too clear, but throw people off this way and off that way. We know what you did. We know why you did it. When FBI brass was, provided with forensic evidence that Paddock's death was not a suicide, the intelligence was never pursued by the FBI and Las Vegas Metro. FBI sources said Paddock suffered two gunshot wounds. His autopsy report only details a single bullet to the head. FBI sources maintain Paddock's autopsy was doctored and in fraud. And when they're trying to sell you on this terror cell thing, you got to remember, well, the Las Vegas PD, Metro was there. Man, you know how many cops you're talking? And the FBI, they were there late, but I'm just talking the Las Vegas police. The Las Vegas police and the hotel security people. How many people would have had to be in on, with these, what's supposed to be an organization that just started up a while ago, as opposed to something like Mossad and CIA? Who could pull off an operation this big in the middle of 22,000 fucking people and still be even at this point of bullshit? Anyways, guys, stay right there. We'll continue this when we get on the other side of the break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1236 Pacific time, and that was JB and the Moonshine Band with a shotgun, a rifle, and a 45. You're going to need every goddamn one of them and lots of bullets. We were in this article trying to change the narrative here. FBI and intelligence officials believe Paddock and associates chose to strike the Las Vegas country music concert with over 22,000 people because they likely supported President Trump. FBI agents said that they were instructed to keep that key motive quiet. To bullshit. Bullshit. This was done for one purpose. What's becoming of it? They're coming after your guns. Well, they, you know, even if this was, let's say this was a political attack by a political group. But then they're coming after you and my guns for, because some of these communists attacked some, Fabian socialists. The Fabian socialists got attacked by the communists in the streets of Las Vegas. Henry, give up your guns. It's how it's being played. And like I said, this is, I mean, because they supported Trump, bullshit. It's not true. When MGM refused to share CCTV footage from Mandalay Bay, FBI agents were threatened by superiors that any whistleblowers divulging such revelations to the media would lose their jobs. The FBI still has never been provided all the camera footage from the Mandalay Bay, FBI agent said. When FBI agents and agents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, Explosives, Underwear, I mean, my God, how far... Oh, that illegal agency? Yeah. Informed that other illegal agency, the FBI bosses, that Paddock didn't start buying dozens of guns until after Trump's election. They were told to keep that fact quiet and shrouded. Like I said, they're trying to put you off on another angle. We know why this was done. The same reason that shit in Florida was done. Period. Right? I mean, right there with the goddamn crisis actors and everything stepping, oh, got to get rid of your guns. Little kiddies don't want your guns. I think we see it, people. When FBI agents followed up on an ABC News report that Paddock wired $100,000 to the Philippines shortly before the rampage, they confirmed the report was untrue. Instead of disputing it, FBI bosses embraced the false story, saying it helped build the narrative the Bureau was constructing about Paddock. FBI agents believed the story was planted by ABC by their supporters. Poo-poo again. This, I mean, any big operation like this with FBI and CIA, with the FBI, CIA, and Mossad all involved in it. See, they're going to have three different things to go at, you know, three different things to throw out there to keep it confused so that nobody ever really knows the truth. And we don't have to know every goddamn detail. We just have to know the motive. And the motive is plain and clear. Because we're watching Trump, you support in Calvin, we're going to do things by the Constitution. Nobody's going to touch your guns. Well, unless you fall in one of our government lists. All right. Illegal immigrant in deadly hit-and-run crash bonds out of jail. Avoids ICE. No. No, this didn't happen. This is from Fox News. An illegal immigrant charged in a deadly hit-and-run crash bonded out of a Colorado jail and avoided detention by federal immigration agents over the weekend. And you think about when those people, you know, the Bundys and, you know, those other traitors, when they were in the jail up in Portland and there in Las Vegas, and they couldn't be bailed out. They were too dangerous, and they were a threat, and they maybe a threat of leaving, or what the hell, the flight risk. I think that's what they call that. But they were way too dangerous to let out, you know. But this Ivan Zamarapa Castaneda, 26, fled the scene of an accident on Interstate 70 involving a tractor trailer that caught on fire last week, leaving the driver to die, according to the Denver Police Department. The Denver County Sheriff's Office said in a statement, Zamarapa Castaneda posted a $25,000 bond on Saturday and was released from Denver's downtown detention center at 5:28 p.m. The law enforcement agency said that although the department alerted ICE in response to a request for release notification it received, that alert did not occur until 6:33 p.m. I mean, this is just the goddamn contempt. I mean, throwing it in your face that this is not, that they've totally taken over. They've taken over everything, man. And they want your guns, by the way. Can we have your guns? I mean, you got communists going amok here, releasing son of a bitches like this on you. Can we have your guns? And I gotta tell you guys something else. There was a report I seen there that nothing has changed down on the border, by the way. In fact, because of these injunctions that have been put on ending that illegal Dream Act, they're pouring over. They understand, even if the people of the United States who are stupid enough to fall for that carnival barker don't, that nobody's leaving here. Not now. Not until the people rise up and do it themselves. And you better be ready to do that. What a disgusting goddamn turn of events. Less than 2 hours afterwards, ICE deportation officers arrived at the sheriff's office to have Zamarapa Castaneda, why do you got to keep saying his whole goddamn name, transferred to ICE custody only to be told that he had already been released. On America's Newsroom, Fox senior judicial analyst, you know, that dirty little treasonous bastard communist prick, Judge Andrew Napolitano, said it's inconceivable that any bail was set at all. No, it's not inconceivable at all. Because, you see, this is a communist operation that's happening here. And, trying to play that pretense on us that there's some kind of courts and some kind of justice system in this country when we know better. When we know this country is lawless, and we know that Napolitano is just one of their goddamn front men to come up and try to explain the unexplainable. Oh, it's constitutional to cut your head off without trial. It really is, guys. What a dirtbag. Oh, man, where were we here? Inconceivable that any bail was set at all. I mean, that is kind of a question mark. Why was bail set? I mean, when they told us that those savage Bundys, who were all acquitted, by the way, and evidently never posed a danger whatsoever, were acquitted, and they couldn't get no bail because, man, they were a danger. But this son of a bitch that driver burned to death in his truck. You think about that, this drunk son of a bitch run into him. Because there was a death involved, and Zapamempera Castaneda fled the scene. Duh! I mean, what do they got to do? I mean, what are you trying to say, that there was some kind of glitch here or something, Mr. Napolitano? You're saying that somebody just messed up? Or could it be that this is the agenda? If you kill an American, man, God, we're going to do everything we can to accommodate you. He's back down in Mexico. He'll stay down there a few years and then come back up here and kill somebody else. And they'll have him again and let him go. It was profoundly wrong to give bail to any amount to a person who's a danger to society. He explained, they really have to find him now. Well, no, you ain't, because he's already down in Mexico, man. He noted that this isn't the first article we've covered like this, but there was some young girl killed. Same set of circumstances. They bailed him out and he went to Mexico, killed an American girl. Oh, well, it's not like, I mean, this is what I talk about when I say when they're pretending like when they want your guns. Oh, they care so much. They don't want you to get hurt. They're only trying to keep you safe and keep you protected. Really, honest to goodness, that's why they want your guns. Really, honestly. But then they turn around and they let this maniac loose out here, and after he done killed one, he had to kill another one. It's not jiving. Where were we? He noted that this did not occur due to Denver's sanctuary city policy. Of course it didn't. But instead because of ready for the bullshit? Got your noses plugged? A breakdown in communications. The bottom line here is if a regular fellow like you and me in a vehicular homicide like that, man, the bail would have been $2 million frickin' dollars, and you would have never walked out of that cell until every second that you were sentenced had been served. I guarantee you, you would not have been bailed out. Only ones that get bailed out besides people like this son of a bitch are the filthy, filthy, filthy rich. You know, like Ted Kennedy, he could get bailed out. I mean, he could get out of jail after killing somebody with his car, drunk. But you and me, I think we understand what the situation would be for us. There would be no such thing as, well, they just let us go on a $25,000 bail for a vehicular homicide. Really? It was a breakdown in communications, guys. This is a sheriff who did want to put this guy in federal custody because the sheriff disagreed with the bail, Napolitano said. He had no choice but to honor it. He didn't want this guy on the streets. Now he's loose on the streets, probably to drive a motor vehicle again. Maybe he'll kill somebody else. No, he's down in Mexico. He's not going to serve one day for killing that truck driver that burned to death in his truck. He'll go down there and he'll stay for a few years and he can come right back, walk back across in San Francisco, and they will embrace him. You killed an American? Well, come over. We got stuff for you. The Denver County Sheriff's Office said in a statement, "This is unacceptable, and the sheriff has ordered an immediate internal review to determine why." Now, they said this was going to happen. Remember, they were reporting this. They're going to release him, and then they did it. I mean, to pretend like this is an oopsie-daisy just isn't cutting it for me. "This is unacceptable. The sheriff has ordered an immediate internal review to determine why established notification processes did not take place before Zapamara Castaneda was released." Well, the same reason they were releasing him out the back door of the court up there in Portland. You see, he's a communist. He killed an American, man. He's not going to serve no time. He won't want to kill no more Americans if you punish him, don't you see? China becomes first foreign country allowed to invest in Russian uranium mining. I thought this was really interesting. This is from RT. It was sent in by Sunfire for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. You know, the fact that the Russians are over here mining our goddamn uranium, and you wonder what, you know, if they've already been caught. You know, it was only supposed to be sold here in America. The only place that you could unload it was here in America, and they've already shown that it's been going all over the goddamn place. This is, and we always talked about the fact that it would end up in China. You know what I'm saying? That our uranium would end up in China, fueling the industry of China that's destroying us. And now that they have shipped our industrial base over there. And are shipping our raw materials over there to be manufactured because China just doesn't have what we have. Russia State Nuclear Corporation, Rosatom, will team up with Russia-China Investment Fund for Regional Development to develop a joint uranium mining project in Zabaykalsky region, Western Russia. The enterprise, valued at 18.5 billion rubles, $325 million, will be owned by two of Rotman's subsidiaries. And you watch, when they get through putting all these corporations, it's like, you know, they're over here, they stopped some kind of merger this morning where China was going to take over, I can't remember what it was. But this is the merger of international, this is to put international communism on every inch of ground across this goddamn country. Not this country, but the world. The lion's share of the mining project will be financed by China National Nuclear Corporation. That's the Chinese government, for those of you out there who don't understand how communism works, which is planning to invest 16.1 billion rubles, 282 million, while the RCIF is set to invest the remaining 2.5 billion rubles. And we just flow right into the next one. China looking to become co-owner of Russia's biggest oil company. Man, somebody's getting, looks like somebody's who doesn't have the resources in their own country is getting, he's trying to get a good foothold for a war maybe, huh? Or maybe it's just a merger, like what they're doing here in the United States. This is from RT, sent in by Sunfire for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Chinese state-controlled Harong Asset Management has bought 36.2% stake in the unit of CEFC China Energy, through which CEFC is acquiring a 9.1 billion stake in Russian oil giant Rosneft. According to CEFC, a filing seen by Reuters, Harong has bought the stake in CEFC in two tranches. One in December and one in February. Harong is controlled by China's Ministry of Finance, you know, the Chinese government. In September, CEFC Energy announced plans to acquire 14.16% of Rosneft's share of Glencore and Qatar Investment Authority. The final structure of Rosneft's shareholders has been formed. Rosneft CEO Igor Sijin told Russia Russia, I guess it would be Russia, 24 Television, the part of, as part of the long-term agreement, Rosneft and CEFC Energy linked a deal on crude oil deliveries in 2017. According to the agreement, the Russian oil major will supply CEFC with 60.8 million tons of oil annually until 2023. The agreement covers the development and exploration of, and production projects in Siberia. Now, what's next there to Siberia? Oh, that's right, Alaska. And they've, and the Chinese have already come over, and they're getting the oil out of our Alaska, too, aren't they? Sound like, feel like international communism kind of seeping in on you just a little bit there? Because it does to me. Oh.
There's a hell of a lot more going on, Henry, than just oil and whatever the fuck else they're doing. I mean, you know, these two countries come to death.
Oh, absolutely. No, Ed, no, this is international, man. This is the Chinese. Man, you think about it. If you're the guy at the top of the pyramid, you know, the Rothschilds, the Carnegies, the Rockefellers, and you want, and you got the population of this country, you want to cull them. The first thing, you know, you're going to have to cull them because there's way too many of them eating up what belongs to you. Okay. And so, you know, like the Georgia Guidestone says, you want to cull them. But before you're going to cull that many people, man, what system are you going to try and put them under? Well, you look across around this world and, you know, you got North Korea. Man, that's a mean ass communist system. And you got fucking China. Hardcore goddamn communists. They part their, I mean, the people are killed and have their body parts cut up and sold to goddamn rich Americans going over there to get transplants. It happens every day. Political dissidents. This is the kind of totalitarian control they want over the world. And that's why you're going to see China merged in. I mean, it wasn't that many years ago, back when Barry Satoru was still in the seat. Now, remember when they were coming out going, we should try to be more like China? Remember that, people? We should try to be more, as you know, there, that was the hardcore international communists try whittling away at our rights and our wealth. But we should try to be more like China. Man, those Chinese, they got it together. We should be like China. We should be like, remember the commercial where they're up there with the, in the auditorium and they're talking about, you know, just like they've taken over the goddamn world. And if you're going to have somebody running your slave population, man, who better than China? That big, cruel, nasty, mean-ass goddamn army. I mean, if you could get them all in place and get the American people disarmed, hell, you do. Your New World Order is done, period. This one here is from a few days ago. I keep these back in case we get past the ones I have. The amended Israeli Anti-Boycott Act is still unconstitutional and still must be stopped. This is from, Mondawis, what it looks like. Sent in by, Actrix. For discussion, I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. On Saturday, this has been, like I said, this is a few days old. March 3rd, Senator Ben Cardin released an amended version of S-720, the Israeli Anti-Boycott Act he had first introduced on March 23rd of last year. The new version of the bill was timed just ahead of the lobbying day of the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, APAC, foreign agents operating on your soil, which held its annual convention in Washington, D.C. over the March 3rd through 4th weekend. AIPAC is asking its supporters to lobby for the amended version of S-720 as well as S-170, the Combating BDS Act. In a nutshell, in non-legal ease, S-720 seeks to expand the scope of the 1979, and see who knew about this, Export Administration Act, which prohibits boycotts against Israel. Really? Our servants are prohibiting us again, guys? I never knew I was prohibited by my goddamn servants. Israeli businesses and Israeli products initially called for by Arab countries. The Export Administration Act specifies that it is illegal for Americans to heed a call for a boycott of Israel that is issued by a foreign government or governmental entity. Well, we just did it all on our own. We figured out who them son of a bitches was. But you know what? They got a remedy for that, too. Instigated by AIPAC, Senator Cardin's bill, S-720, would stem the success of BDS and hinges on the fact that in March 2016, the United Nations High Commission on Refugees has issued its own call for boycott of Israeli products, including products from the West Bank settlements. The 1979 Export Administration Act could not impact individuals engaging in BDS in response to the call from the Boycott National Committee, which is not a government entity, but a group of individuals and civilian associations scattered all across the Palestinian diaspora. However, as S-720 specifically defines the UNHCR as a governmental organization, anyone who boycotts any of the products the UNHCR has listed could now be subject to the penalties delineated in the 1979 Export Administration Act. S-720 did not pass last year, even as Palestinian rights activists and civil libertarians expressed extreme concern over its infringement on the Free Speech Amendment, which includes the right to boycott. Indeed, the introduction of the bill set into motion intense organizing on the part of Palestinian rights activists who were rightly alarmed at the egregious violation of our constitutionally protected First Amendment. It's not the First Amendment. See, you know, I was thinking about this morning because here come them bastards talking about that Constitution and that Second Amendment. And I had Laura look up what was the Second Amendment. And it, the Second Amendment in the Constitution, the original Constitution, it was about states suing states. That's what the amendment was. That's what the, so when, I got to believe that, that's why they've done this. I mean, actually, when you put it down on paper, I mean, because there's never been any kind of clarification. If you ask for your Second Amendment right, you're asking for a right concerning guns under an amendment that has nothing to do with guns. The Second Amendment to that Constitution, when that Bill of Rights was attached as the First Amendment, hadn't a goddamn thing to do with guns. And that's what these people, I mean, it's like you tell them, and it's like this has been a part of the scam all along. That's why they made the articles amendments. It's like single amendments were made to the Constitution when that just wasn't true. It was all amended with one act, and that act was the Bill of Rights. It was a hunk of law, and it was complete in its body, and the ninth article to it said it could never be touched. So when I hear these people talking about the Second Amendment, man, you know you're not talking about guns. I mean, if you're that stupid, go ahead. But you're not talking about guns. You're talking about states suing states because that's what the Second Amendment to the Constitution was. Where were we here? Products listed. Okay. S-20 did not pass last year, even as Palestinian rights activists and civil liberties expressed extreme concern over its infringement on free speech. People across the country met with their representatives at town halls, called and wrote letters expressing their strong opposition to the anti-BDS bill, as well as any state equivalent. And while S-720 did not pass at the U.S. Senate level, over 20 states passed their own versions of the anti-BDS bill. And this is what they're doing with the fucking guns. Are you watching it happen? And you got Trump encouraging him to do it. Because it's called uniformity of law and reciprocity. That's what they're going to do here, people. That's why by rights, because these are violations of the Bill of Rights, the federal government should be putting an army together to go to California, to go to Connecticut, to go to Rhode Island, to go to New York and put down this goddamn insurrection against the second article to our Bill of Rights. But they're not doing it. And the same here with the Jew shit. They can't get it through at a federal level. That means that the people don't want it at a federal level, but they will do it state by state because they pretend like that 10th article says that if it ain't specifically forbidden to them in the Constitution, and they're talking in the body of the Constitution, they don't look at the Bill of Rights. Because the Bill of Rights is where the prohibitions are. What you cannot do. And see, when they went to the states to do this anti-BDS, they were attacking the first article. And well, it's the states' rights. It ain't mentioned. BDS ain't mentioned. Yeah, it is. It's mentioned in the Bill of Rights. And the Bill of Rights can't be changed. You can't legislate it away. You can't change it. You do not have the authority. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, just stay loud. That's all in the hell we can do. And that is The Word from the Trenches.